you can create ways that your body responds to your subtle doings, that you can help create opportunities for your body to reconnect to what is aligned.
Are you there? Do you hear me?
Yes.
Yes. We just got you back on the air right now. I figured out what was wrong. And we're on the air. We're 7 minutes after, so run up a couple minutes after the hour. And to our audience, we apologize greatly. Again, there's a new schedule, and we're constantly adapting, moving wires around, pieces. And until we get it perfected, we might have a little nutty ongoings here for a while. But thank you to our audience and to you, Cyber Shaman. I appreciate it, and away we go.
My pleasure. Well, thanks for, once again, joining us at Cyber Shaman Show. We are happy to take any kind of questions regarding your body, mind, and spirit. I am coming to you from Vancouver, Washington. I am a veteran rolfer and a biofeedback therapist. My background in the religious and spiritual studies started when I was very young. My father was a minister of the Seventh-day Adventist Church. And through my young adult life, he was an evangelist, and I got to help him out quite a bit and get to see things from the inside out. I continued my education through periodical schools and have immense understanding of behavioral science as well as metaphysics as an early teen. And now my life has continued unfolding, and I am incorporating Rolfing, which is a physical therapy technique that really focuses on balancing the human structure, and also with the biofeedback, working with the electromagnetic frequencies that your body exudes at all times. If you're alive, you're giving off energy. And I use both of these techniques together in my private practice here in Vancouver, Portland metro area, and surrounding areas. And now I am coming on air to be of support to all of you out there who are wanting to make a difference in the positive sense for this world. This is definitely a very exciting time to live. And I'm very grateful to be alive today. And I thank the Creator for a wonderful opportunity to be alive today and as well be on the air. So a couple things that were coming through my mind today as I was preparing for this show was how important it is for us to understand from people who have gone before us. I am a real fascinator of ancient sacred arts and the understandings of the pyramids and the understanding of how they were built and how the truth and the facts show that there was something other than just Homo sapien involvement. I just recently finished here in the Portland metro area a stay at the Portland Art Museum, where I worked as a volunteer for the Egyptian exhibit that's been traveling for the last 5 years all around the country. And in talking to some of the people who work there, it came to our attention that this exhibit is what has been or is very powerful. There's still 1 week left. And one way to express to you how powerful this Egyptian exhibit, which is a collection of pieces of art that span many different dynasties. So this is not just one specific collection. Apparently, the museums in Egypt, in Cairo, and the Luxor are doing some renovations, and so they sent a bunch of these pieces out connection to the world, actually. And so the pieces there have just, they make me feel brand new each time I go and see them. And I have been showing up every Saturday morning, 10 a.m. to 12:30, and I've only missed one Saturday in the last 5 months. And I still feel like every single time I go there, I feel like I'm seeing the pieces for the very first time. Now, I understand that these deities and these statues are not my God. They're just messengers, teachers. But still, the message that they give, and if you look at the Egyptian art, you see the piece, you see that inner smile. There is a beauty and there is an intelligent design in this culture. And so one way that I've noticed that this has been a special exhibit, special collection to myself, as well as to other people who work there, is the very fact that similar sized exhibits, meaning this exhibit covers 2 floors and 4 rooms. So other exhibits that have gone through here at the Portland Art Museum that have used the same amount of space, they have had an average of 3 calls, you know, that they've had to make to 911 because, you know, either somebody, you know, falls, somebody hits themselves, or somebody feels dehydrated and somebody didn't eat lunch or something rather. It's normal. It's routine for them to have to call 911 every so often. But the number that they gave me was about 3 per exhibit. Well, would you be surprised, or maybe you wouldn't, that at the Portland Art Museum for this exhibit, the Egyptian exhibit, they've had to call 911, the paramedics, and ambulance over 15 times. Over 15 times. So even if the numbers aren't exact, the ratio is what's important. It's a lot. And we're talking not just people of age, middle-aged people, but children too. We've had people faint. We've had people have heart attacks. We've had people just fall over. So, you know, what is it? What's going on here? Well, there is a lot to be learned from the Egyptian pyramids in that culture. In fact, there's a lot to be learned from the 6 major sacred civilizations that all have pyramids. And in a couple months, I'm going to have the opportunity to go down to Mexico and visit some of these other pyramids. But the point that I'm trying to make here is that there is an unleashing of information that is happening on a global scale. What, in my opinion, what these people at the Portland Art Museum have been experiencing have been, something has been unlocked. Something has been subtly pressed upon them. Now, you could say, well, you know, maybe they were just dehydrated. Sure, maybe they were just dehydrated and, you know, that was one of the reasons that, you know, they had some health issues. Well, that's true, but there was still something that took that over the top. There was something, you know, stress is the number one killer. Stress is what opens the windows, per se, in your immune system. But it is still something else that actually has to find its way in to cause an effect of illness or cause another kind of effect. So there is something that I believe is important to understand, that, you know, we are creatures in a very, very special time, and we need to use everything that we have, modern or traditional, to help us understand for ourselves, for our own bodies, what is this mind-body connection. We always talk about this, and especially on this radio station, you probably hear it a lot, this whole mind-body-spirit connection. Well, now there is a piece of technology that can help us understand how these connections are real. And this piece of technology is a bioresonance biofeedback piece of equipment. So biofeedback has been around for a long, long time, over 70, 80 years. And this specific strand of biofeedback, it's called bioresonance biofeedback. It's called the EPFX SCIO technology, and it has the ability to scan the body and understand the electromagnetic frequencies that your body is giving out. It scans all the cells in your body and is able to tell us, because of the data bank in the software system that we compare it to, it's able to tell us which parts of your cellular body is out of balance. Now, this technology might seem kind of Star Trek-ish, but actually it's been around for 10, 11 years, created by an American, but it was more of a hit in the last 10 years, or in the last maybe eight to nine years in Europe. It's only been in the last handful of years or less that this technology has really began to surge here in the States. So I would encourage you to look up this technology. You can look it up on my website, which is integrativebody.com, integrative body, body.com. And you can email me there as well, and you can feel free to give me a call if there's anybody out there listening. You can call me at 877-270-8714. And to anybody calling today during my show, I will give you a 20% discount on a service of mine using the biofeedback. This technology is able to be used for long-distance work. So if you want to call it long-distance healing, or if you want to call it long-distance biofeedback, this machine has the ability to do this. And if you call now, I'll give you 20% off this experience. And if you happen to be living in my metro area in Portland, Vancouver, and you're listening to this show, I will honor that discount for a in-office or in-home visit. So you may be asking yourself, how does this machine work long distance? I mean, we understand that Reiki, you know, but that's coming from a person. We understand that prayer work, but that's coming from a person. But how does this machine work? Well, the machine works on the level of subspace, which is a term that's used in quantum physics to describe the closeness or the understanding that molecules are all connected. Molecules and atoms are all connected. So, for example, the difference between the density of your hand and the density of your desk or of the wall, or even a metal cabinet, is the density and the intensity of these molecules and atoms flowing around each other. So the denser it is in the physical world, the closer and the denser these molecules are zipping and racing around each other. So understanding quantum physics and understanding energy, there is really nothing separating us from all of us. That's why we can look back at all the sacred traditions and really, really take to heart when they say everything is all connected, everything is all one. And here in BBS Radio, we talk a lot about this consciousness.
We have a caller.
Oh, great.
Okay, it's Leilani Schmidt. I'll put her right on. I do have to announce the calls only because the tone in this system is a little weird.
Okay.
And I don't quite know how to make it stop toning once I start it.
Oh, boy. No problem.
Okay, here's Leilani's coming on now.
Hello there, Leilani.
Leilani? Leilani? Leilani?
Leilani?
Yes?
Can you hear Leilani?
Yes, I can hear
no.
her barely.
No, I hear you.
Okay, hold on. Leilani? Leilani?
Yes?
Okay,
yes?
Hold on. I'm going to get you guys
okay.
to meet each other.
Okay.
Okay.
Is this the BBS late night one?
Can you hear her yet?
Very
no.
little.
Very little? Okay, hold on.
No, I can't hear anything.
Hold on. Let's see if he can hear you first. Can you hear her, Ricardo? Keep talking, Leilani.
Okay. Hi, Ricardo. How are you tonight?
Oh, I'm doing very well.
Can
How are you?
Me?
Can you hear her?
Yes, you
can. It's
kind
of choppy, but let's give it a try.
Okay. Is someone's got their radio or internet on? Who's that?
I think that's
Leilani. That's me. I'll put it down.
No problem.
Okay.
Hey.
So we can hear each other.
Hi, Ricardo.
Yes. Hi, Leilani. Thank you for calling.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Hello?
Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes. Hello, Leilani. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, Ricardo. How are you tonight?
Oh, I'm doing fabulous. Fabulous. Even better since you
Congratulations
called.
Congratulations on your BBS late night broadcast.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Do you listen to us very often?
Pardon me?
Do you listen to BBS radio a lot?
Well, I'm also a show host with BBS radio.
Oh. Well,
so I wanted to congratulate
show.
You and let all the other listeners know that I was also tuning in as well. And I wanted to call and let you know that I'm familiar with this machine that you use, and I really like it a lot.
Oh, that's wonderful. So you don't own it, but you've had exposure to it?
Oh, yes. Many a time.
Good, good. And what impressed you the most about the machine?
Pardon me?
What impressed you the most about the abilities of the machine?
The depth that it actually covered and that you can actually, you know, program the information into it, walk away, and the machine's right on top of, you know, actually doing the work. And I was just really impressed because it gets into areas that I can't sometimes get in as a healer. Does that make sense?
Oh, definitely. Yes. And I experienced that as well, which is why I like the machine a lot, because it's a unbiased, clean system. In other words, me as a practitioner, I can't make things come out so that I'm happy or that you're happy just because you want things to come out good.
That is correct.
Good.
And it's really interesting because the machine is actually used quite a bit here in Arizona. That's where I'm calling from. And, you know, one of the things that I wanted to suggest to all the listeners that are tuned into your show tonight is that if you haven't experienced this machine, I highly recommend that you go in at least once and experience, because that's all it's going to take, and you'll be just as impressed with it.
Yeah, thank you for telling that to my listeners. You know, I think that people on the first session, they will know whether this is something that they're willing to go forward with or if this is something that, you know, just doesn't resonate with them. You know, and even though it's a really good product, a really good tool, it doesn't fit everybody at the moment. And we are always evolving, and I think that we need different things at different times and in our health evolvement. And you can find out a lot of information on this device, but, you know, it will only take one session for you to understand if this is something for you. And Leilani, you said it right.
Well, and
you
I agree with that. You know,
that
I was one of those people as well, because I've been doing energy work for quite some time, and I'm going, I was actually a big, let me poo-poo on this thing, and crossed my arms and said, you're going to have to really dig in deep to prove to me that this thing can work. And the man that actually did a treatment on me, I mean, he was really tall. He's like 6'6", and just a real gentle soul, and he just smiled at me and said, no problem. And after that, he says, well, what do you think? Because he did an hour session with me, and I went, oh, my gosh, this is great stuff.
It is. And it doesn't take the place of anybody, you know? I mean, it doesn't take the place of other healers or other body workers or even Western medicine. It has its own niche. And if you know how to use it, and if you have the open mind and the honesty to use it correctly, you can have it maximize your whole health and your whole well-being, and put the power of choices and the wisdom of the information at your fingertips.
Right, and that's where I'd like to recap once again, because, you know, as a healer, I mean, there are just areas that, you know, even for myself, that I'm not able to you know, reach deep in that core where this machine gets right into that area, and that's what I was really impressed with.
Yeah.
And I'm very sensitive to energy anyway, so, you know, I was able to really feel the energy from this machine, and it actually working in those areas that even for myself would have taken me a lot longer to achieve what this machine was able to actually achieve in a short period of time.
Yes, I agree.
So I know,
Leilani, I really, really appreciate your call.
As well.
And I would like for you to, you know, let listeners know which show that you host.
Oh, thank you. I'm on Tuesday nights. My show's name is The Universal Spiritual Connection.
Great.
So you'll have to come and visit me too, Ricardo.
Yeah, I'm going to look you up and give you a call.
Okay. Well, I sent all the show host email yesterday, so you should have gotten it, unless I failed to put you on my list. But anyway, I just wanted to really congratulate you on the VBS late night. And
thank
I was
you.
Excited to read your bio and see the work that you do. And so, welcome.
Well, thank you so much, Leilani. I really do appreciate it, and I hope that our listeners have also gotten some of the benefits of having you on the show today.
I think
so,
they have.
Thank you very, very much.
All right, Leilani. You have a good night, Ricardo, and keep up the great work.
Thank you very much. You too. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, so that was a good conversation. I'm glad that we had it on the air. This technology is very effective and very useful, and I will once again put it out there for any of you who are interested in knowing more about this information from this computer. If you give me an email saying that you heard this program today on this for today's show, I will honor a 20% discount on a first session. We can do that long distance, and we can do that in person if you're here in the Portland metro area. You definitely have a piece of technology at your fingertips that will revolutionize the way you think about your mind, body, and spirit connection. We don't always see the connections, but the connection is there. We don't always see what's going on, but the world behind our eyes, the invisible world, is actually much bigger, much more powerful than the world that we live here in the physical reality. So I'm sure if you're listening to this radio station that you are very familiar with, you know, the power of intention, quantum physics, the power of energy, and this is just another tool. just another tool, a really good one, mind you, but another tool to help us in the evolution of our frequencies, of our energy, so that we can become better stewards of this planet, better stewards of ourselves, knowing full well that we can never help others until we are willing to help ourselves to the same extent. So, we have a few minutes here, and if any of you would like to give us a shout, this is your last chance. Please give us a call at 877-270-8714 if you have anything that you would like to comment on, any questions that you may have. I'd like to invite you to my website, which is integrativebody.com. That's integrativebody.com. And you can check out the information I have there on the biofeedback, on what do I do, and also you can see if this is something that you want to know more about. I'd be happy to spend time with you on the phone and email correspondence. My job here is to help spread the well-being and the good energy and love that God has given to me as a blessing and as a gift, and I wholeheartedly put myself out there for any of you who have questions or who are even looking for a career change. If anybody is wanting to try something new in the healing arts, like if you are interested in biofeedback or if you're looking for ways of building residual income using or selling good products, you can look at these products on the internet, on the website, and I will be having a new website coming up very soon. So if you don't find all the information you're looking for on my website, please feel free to email me or call me, and I will get you some more information. But there will be a new website coming out. So thank you very much for listening in today. And I really appreciate all of you who are out there, even though I can't see you. And I wish you all a very happy and dear Sabbath and a wonderful Saturday night. May you be well and don't be afraid to have some good quality time with people that you love tonight and get on a good start for the new week. So this is Ricardo Saldia, Cyber Shaman, saying God bless, and hopefully we will meet again. Take care. Bye-bye.